welcome. Friday, by registration, $25, you will have access to a day of teaching. It will begin 9 a.m. and continue until 4.
Today, sexuality permeates every segment of culture. A child cannot go on the internet, no matter what security filters or anything else, without being affected by sexuality. One of the biggest problems today is over 60% of divorces of Christians go back to sexuality from the internet, called pornography.
Join us for two power-packed days with Josh McDowell at the Mid-Florida Event Center, formerly known as the Port St. Lucie Civic Center, 9221 Southeast Civic Center Place, Port St. Lucie, Florida. You can also obtain more information on Facebook at Treasure Coast Christian Alliance, and there you can find a video that will promote the event as well. Or you can call 772-324-9313. That's 772-324-9313, or you can text the same number.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated. Praise God, I feel like we've already had church. Amen. Well, God is good to us. And, you know, we started something last week because we want to see people getting healed today. How many of you want to get healed today? Anybody need a healing? Because you're going to get it today. I've entitled this, The Lord Who Heals You. This is the second part. The Lord Who Heals You. Say, the Lord heals me.
The Lord heals me.
Tell your neighbor, say, the Lord heals you.
The Lord heals you.
Now say this, the Lord heals us.
The Lord heals us.
Amen. Psalm 103, verse 1, I'm just going to touch on that. We looked at this last week. The Bible says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Verse 2, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. So we started looking at the fact that there are benefits in being a child of God. Amen. We looked at that, and if I start telling you about it again, I'm going to start preaching on it again. So for the sake of time, we're keeping moving. You go online and check it out. You can get it online and it's free, or get a CD, anything. Verse 3, here's one of the things. He forgives all your iniquities. Everyone say, every sin.
Every sin.
No, some of you aren't convinced. He forgives all your iniquities. Say, all my sins.
All my sins.
Every one of them.
Every
last one of them.
Everyone.
He forgives. And then what does He do? It says, He forgives all your iniquities, and then He heals all your diseases. Everyone say, all diseases.
All diseases.
Every one of them.
Everyone.
No incurables.
No incurables.
Not in my life.
No.
He heals them all.
He heals all.
Now, this is God. Now, we spoke about this last week. We believe we're saved. We've received Jesus as our Lord and Savior. You can't take that away from me. You can try, but I'll fight you and believe that I'm saved. Well, why don't you believe that you're healed just as much as you believe you're saved? Because the same person who saved you is the same one who healed you. And it happened the same week, 2,000 years ago, amen? And then not only that, verse 4, look what else He does. He redeems your life from destruction. He redeems your life from destruction. How does He do that? He takes you out of the power of the devil.
Amen.
Takes you out of His hands. Takes you out of His kingdom. He redeems your life from destruction, and He crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. Loving kindness and tender mercies. He's not out there with a switch waiting for you to step out of line. He's not out there trying to get you and say, I knew you would trip up. Now's your day for me to get you. No. He crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. And the Bible says His mercies are new every single morning. Every morning. Today you got new mercy. So if you made boo-boos yesterday, just say, hey, forgive me and get the mercy. He give it to you right then, but wake up every morning and say, great new mercies on my life today. And loving kindness is going to flow with me and for me and before me. So we saw there are benefits to being a child of God, but salvation is the first benefit. You got to get salvation, and from salvation on, you move forward in all the other benefits and all the other promises. If you don't accept the salvation, you can't claim the promises. Amen. Amen. So you get saved, and then you get healed, and then you get peace, and then you get joy. Well, does it just fall on me like cherries falling off a tree when they're ripe? No, it doesn't. You have to go and get it. Remember when you got saved? Yes. Any of you? You had to go and receive salvation. You had to open your mouth and declare, I believe in Jesus. I receive Jesus. He lived and died. You had to do something to get your salvation. You don't earn it. You receive it. Because if you could earn your salvation, then Jesus would not have had to come.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. But he had to come because we could not make our way clean. Amen. So we receive salvation. You receive healing. You receive peace. You receive joy. You receive all the promises of God by faith. But you've got to receive them. You have a part to play.
Amen.
Say, I have a part.
I have a part.
But your part is only believing and acting in faith. That's a great thing about God. Amen. Well, I know this one thing, that God, it's never his will. Never, ever, ever. It is never, ever, ever. We might squash a religious sacred cow today, but it is never, ever, 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 never, ever. This is true. It's never God's will. Ever, 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 ever God's will for you to be sick.
Amen.
Some people don't know that. They don't believe that. It's never his will for you to walk around with sickness and disease and bondage and hell and destruction, because he redeemed you from it in the first place. Amen. So it's never his will for you to be sick. How can I say that? How can you say that, Pastor? How do you know what God's will is? How do I ascertain God's will for my life? How do I ascertain if it's God's will for me to be sick or not to be sick? For me to be prosperous or not to be prosperous? For me to be saved or not to be saved? There's only one way. There's only one way. You find the will of God by the Word of God. Come on. You find the will of God by the Word of God. The Word of God, you got it in your lap, you got it on your seat, you got it in your phone, you got it on your computer. The Word of God, the Bible that God's given to us, you find the will of God written in that Bible. That's the only way. You find the will of God by the Word of God.
Amen. That's good.
This is the Word of God now we're talking about. Amen. You find that. Amen. And so some people say, well, how do we find the will of God? How do we know about it? Listen, how do we find out if God heals us or he doesn't heal us? You find it by the Word of God.
Amen.
Period. You find it by the Word. Say, you find it by the Word of God. Well, some people, well, I'm going to find out God's will for me. How? By getting people to pray and find out what they get.
No.
Big mistake. You don't get people to pray and find out what they got for you to find out about if it's God's will or not. Amen. Some people... Listen, many people today think that they found God's will by what you're going through. Because they say God wills everything and God has a purpose for everything. Come on. God has a purpose for everything. So they say, well, it can't be his will for you to be healed. Why? Because they're going by an experience they were sick. But I said to you already, that's not the way to do it. You don't find out by someone praying for you. You don't ask someone else. You don't go anywhere else. You go to the Word of God. Because you can't say, well, you see, if you've got that attitude that everything happens and it has a purpose in your life, everything that happens, then you're saying God willed it if you were sick. Then you're saying God willed it that you got divorced. If everything happens is the will of God, then you're living according to what happens and not the Word. You can't live according to what happens in the world to know the will of God. You've got to live by the word of God to know what's going to happen in the world. Amen. So many people try to live their lives by what happens, thinking that's the will of God. It's wrong. It's not the will of God. It's never the will of God for you to be sick, to be broke, to be married, divorced, to be anything else. Amen. That was a fraudulent slip. And all the happily married couples said, oh, praise God, we love you. So these people that believe that kind of stuff, that everything that happens is the will of God, they believe that this is the will of God. If that's the case, no matter what you do or no matter what you don't do, how it turns out is now the will of God. And that's not the case. We said the will of God, you know it by the word of God. So when people are ascertaining God's will by what's happened in their lives, then everything that happens got to be the will of God. So when you trip and break an ankle, that's the will of God. When your child starts taking drugs, that's the will of God. And then if it's the will of God, you can't fight the will of God. You can't beat God. You can beat the devil, but you can't beat God. He gave you authority over the devil, but you don't have authority over God. So if it's his will. And one other thing, think about this. When they said to Jesus, teach us how to pray. He said, pray this way. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. If everything's being done, that it's his will already, why would he tell us to pray for his will? If it's already the will of God, everything that happens, why would he say, pray the will of God into the earth as it is in heaven? The will of God is for us to walk in the blessings of God. And we know the will of God by the word of God. Amen. Say, I know the will of God by the word of God. In Psalm, just look at this. I'm going to give you two of hundreds of scriptures showing you some of God's will. In Psalm 145, verse 9, watch this. The Lord is good to a few of you occasionally. Oh, sorry. The Lord is good to those in fivefold ministry. The Lord is good to pastors, bishops, the Pope. No. The Lord is good to what? All. All. Are you an all? Do you fit into the category of all? The Lord is good. He's good. Is sickness good or is sickness bad? Someone's sure. Is sickness good or is sickness bad? Sickness is bad. Is healing good or healing bad?
Good.
So he is what to all? He's good to all. So what's he doing for your life? He's healing you. He has healed you, right? He's good to all. The Lord is good to all. And he's, here it is again, his tender mercies. His tender mercies, look at this, are over all of his works, the entirety of things created. I'm created by God. So are you. We are creations of our God. He is our creator. And that means his tender mercies are on me and he does good for my life. He always only does good for my life. You can't be letting the things that go wrong in your life happen to you and think it's the will of God and it's God doing it to you. Because if you get that kind of mindset and an attitude, you'll never see him as the loving, caring father that he truly is. You see, in the old covenant, they saw him as the judge. And they recognize him as a judge who was going to get you if you stepped out of order. And if you sinned adultery, you had to be stoned to death. And if you did certain other sins, you'd have to be stoned to death or excommunicated and all that. He was a judge. And then in the New Testament, Jesus came to reveal him as your father, as a father. And for people to make that switch is so hard sometimes. Religion will try to keep you in the place of God is a judge. He is the ultimate judge. He does have the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court is not in Washington. The Supreme Court is in heaven. And God is on the throne of the Supreme Court. And Jesus happens to be your attorney sitting next to God at the Supreme Court.
Hello. This is Dr. Gerard Curry of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry,